Welcome to BT IndyCast. For the next hour, we're going to be discussing local and regional bands, solo artists, events coming to the area, and much, much more. BT IndyCast, the area's only resource for your independent music scene.
Okay.
Hey, we're here.
Joe, what episode is this?
42.
This is episode 42. If you notice, oh, I did put it right
hey,
on the notes.
Hey, you on the ball.
I thought I had it wrong on the notes. But this is BT IndyCast episode 42 on your BT Media Group network.
Hey, that's good.
Are we a network?
Sure.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
I liked it.
Yeah. We got some news about some shows coming on. We're going to talk about... things happening in the music industry in our little bitty world.
What was the last thing you listened to today?
Well, I can't answer that because I was getting ready for these.
Oh.
But I bought new a live download of North Mississippi All Stars, and I've been listening to that, a double CD of live stuff.
I need to get some of that. I keep forgetting.
It's very good. I recommend it. Hey, and it's like $11.99 for FLAC files, and it's two hours worth
of
music.
Yeah, two discs at least.
Yeah, so got that. That's what I've been jamming on all week. Speaking of that, I'm going to play a track from it. This is there was some bad news recently in for the North Mississippi All-Star fans, but the matriarch.
The patriarch.
I don't know what a man is, but the father of the two brothers of North Mississippi passed away. Jim Luther Dickinson.
It's been what, about 3 weeks ago? We kind of let it pass us.
Yeah.
He's played on some awesome albums and produced albums over the years. And
yeah. I mean, like, he's been on Aretha stuff.
Yeah.
And he made his own mark. And then he sired two young boys that have been become one of my favorite bands, and I know it is yours too.
Definitely.
They put on an awesome
show.
Has been
for a long time.
Yeah. So anyway, we're going to do a little tune. This is from the live one of the live albums that we own from North Mississippi. This was recorded, I think it was in 2009. I think just a few months ago. And this is a little song. We're just going to send this out in tribute of Jim Dickinson Sr. This is Deep Blue Sea.
Deep blue sea, baby, deep, deep
I love them guys.
They just play matter how they feel.
Right. You know, I was telling Brett, you know, they were hearing awesome monitors and the big PA and the crowd, but, you know, these live tapes, they don't lie, you know?
Oh, yeah, they're true to the form.
Yeah, it's good, though, that these guys are jamming and having a good time. They're not the best vocalist in the world, but they sure do put on a good show.
That one time we saw them. The PA was terrible. Remember that? All we heard was stage volume.
Yeah, yeah.
His amp and a little bit of drums.
Was that like the Halloween show?
Yeah.
They came out dressed like ZZ Top?
First four songs, they were dressed like ZZ Top and played four ZZ Top songs.
Yeah, that was cool.
With the beards and everything.
And I didn't even put it together. I was like, why are they dressed up like ZZ Top? This is ridiculous. And everybody in there was dressed up, and I still didn't get it. I was like, why are people, do college crowds do this now?
It was Halloween, and 400 college students dressed up. I mean, you and Brett were standing there.
I know. Just wanting to watch the show, and they were just dancing, going crazy. It is, it's almost Halloween again, and it's fall festival season, but there's festivals everywhere, isn't there?
They started last week. Now they're every weekend for a couple months.
Yeah, and it's good times, good playing. A lot of the bands that we work with, 7 Days Away, Kevin and Beck, and my band, we're all out playing the festivals this weekend, next weekend. Kevin and Beck are, Apple Days is in October.
Next weekend, October 3rd.
Oh, really? That's next weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, time is flying.
Yes, it does.
But
too fast.
Apple Days is a great little shindig, and Kevin and Beck is playing there, and they're playing at 1:00, October the 3rd. And I just realized Anderson Road's playing there too. And
you just realized?
Well, I just realized that I didn't put that down. I kind of just realized that too.
At Apple Day?
Apple Days, yeah. We're playing actually this Friday, too, tomorrow at the Chicken Festival, the world-famous Chicken Festival.
Oh. Biggest frying pan in the world.
The biggest frying pan in the world. We play right beside of it. We do.
I remember you saying that last year. You reach over and get you a chicken, piece of chicken?
I tried to get they wouldn't even give me any chicken. I was like, do we get any chicken? They said, no.
No stinking money. Instead of chicken.
I know. So we're playing the Chicken Festival Friday, and we are playing the Mountain Heritage Festival in Whitesburg Saturday. So, with Halfway to Hazard, and I'm sure all day worth of bands. So, that'll be a cool little thing.
Who else is going to be at Chicken Festival tomorrow night?
I have no idea.
They usually have a couple of decent headliners.
Yeah, they have some good stuff. But I
haven't looked.
Me either. For you Building 429 fans, they are playing next month in Portsmouth, Kentucky, not Portsmouth, Ohio. I never heard of that. But
where's that at?
I don't know. It has to be by Portsmouth, Ohio, right? Maybe it's across the river.
Maybe it's the barge between Ohio and Kentucky.
Maybe. But, you know, here's a funny fact. Building 429, used to be called something else. I forget what they were called, but I booked them one time for $50 in Pikeville.
Skyscraper 519.
They were called something. They came to play for $50, and now they won a Dove Award, and you know they're a huge band.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they're playing with Todd Agnew, which is another big time big guy. And Sanctus Real is playing at the Paramount Center in Ashland on the 15th, and I've done shows with them, and that's another big time Christian rock band. Yeah,
that's pretty big time. It's good stuff.
Good stuff. Let's see, who else is playing in October? Oh, 7 Days Away is playing. That's one of our bands. They're awesome. They're from Wise, Virginia. They're playing at Pneuma Fest, which is this weekend, and Pneuma Fest is over there around. Do you know where it's at? Williamson?
Wheeling, West Virginia? Or
somewhere
Williamson?
Through there, yeah. If you just start driving toward Logan, I'm sure you'll see a sign. But they have all kinds of big bands playing over there, along with 7 Days Away, so that's cool. Everybody's out doing something. What are you doing, Joe? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually going with my wife to see Miranda Lambert.
Well, you, Tiffany, and Miranda Lambert.
I'm telling you.
Well, that's good.
Tomorrow night in Lexington at Applebee's Field. That's my wife's hero. I mean, she loves Miranda Lambert.
Did she see her when she was at the expo?
Yeah. Yeah, we were there.
Very cool.
Yep.
Speaking of the expo, we still got the Kelly Clarkson, Eric Hutchinson Parachute Concert the 19th, which isn't far off. That'll be a
parachute
big show.
Contest.
Yeah. It's a parachute contest. That'd be awesome. And then Article One, they were just in Pikeville. They're playing. And the Isaacs are at Paramount.
Paramount.
The 23rd. And that is your wrap-up of who's coming to the area. Yeah, we need some effects,
sound
don't we?
Effects, yeah.
Yeah, but go out and see some live music. There's no better. You know, you can watch a bad band live sometimes and they're good.
And just chilling out, watching live music. If they're bad, you can look at their equipment.
Yeah, right.
And try to figure out what they're doing, what kind of pedal.
Exactly.
What kind of something he's got on his snare, you know.
Yeah, what kind of drums. Yeah. Talk about them.
Yeah. God, I wouldn't have done that. Oh, did you hear that note?
Hey, festivals are good, though, because the food's good, and you always run into people you know, and then there's music everywhere, so.
And the bad thing is that you always run into people you know.
Yeah, it can work either way, I guess. Well, let's play some more music. This is, after we play this, I got some cool news about the country cast and some of the stuff she's doing. Bobby, that is. This is Stepping Stone. We played a song from them. I think we played a song from them last week. And this is another very cool tune. These guys are from Madison, Kentucky, I do believe. This is called Enjoy the Ride.
Breathe in that mountain air.
Stepping Stone. We really need to get that band in this
love
area.
That stuff.
Yeah, a good slide.
They're still doing stuff, aren't they?
Oh, I mean, yeah, still... yeah. They used to be called Days of Freedom, and they changed their name to Stepping Stone. As far as I know, they're still out there playing. I need to contact them again and see what's going on.
Good slide.
Yeah, good musicians from Kentucky. That's what we're all about. As you know, Joe, Bobby Bridgman with the BT Countrycast, which has 10 shows ahead of us.
I know.
She's doing her thing. And this is something, some cool news that happened with her show. She was contacted by another online network that has 24-hour, 7 days a week online radio. And they asked, could they put her show on their network once a week?
That's great.
Yeah, and this, like I said, 24-hour a day radio. The website is called Music. I have no idea. MusicToGoUSA.com.
MusicToGoUSA.
If that is wrong, then I will change it on the notes.
This no okay yeah you said USA the one this you mentioned something about in Germany too didn't you
yeah she's her show there's some website in Germany that has her streaming shows at the bottom of their
That's
website
awesome. She's doing a great job
yeah but so this is a big leap every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. her show the BT Countrycast is going to be broadcast in its full length on this new network which will open her up. And open, everything we do at BT Media open us up to a bigger audience, hopefully. Yeah. So she is just out there kicking butt.
That's exploiting.
Exploiting.
Whatever you want to say.
Yeah, yeah. It's good
Something
job
like
for her
that.
To be, it's cool that her show was good enough that another company would say, hey, we'd like to put your show on. So good for Bobby. Yay. See, we need those sound effects again, don't we?
I know.
Because I can just hit the applause button.
Yeah.
All that stuff. But so there you go with Bobby. Speaking of BT Media Group, I'll go ahead and give you all of our info. Is this going to be a short show, Joe?
Probably not.
We just never know.
I know.
There's not a lot going on in the music.
The thing about the Allman Brothers, we were talking about
there. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Neil. Tell us about that.
They've sued, Universal Records, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't even remember now. There's three or four of them. They're all compacted into one, and they, these days, I don't know what.
Yeah, I know. The big ones by
It's something to do with Sony, too. Sony Records. Anyways, they're suing them. They sued them last year, but it's finally going to go to court, I think, in the spring. Because when Capricorn folded in 1979, Sony Universal, one of those big companies, bought the catalog. So now, with iTunes and Zune and everything, when those songs are played, Allman Brothers are not getting royalties from that catalog of Capricorn songs.
Which was a big catalog.
Which is their first 7 years or whatever.
Right.
And that through digital downloading, they're not getting the royalties. Obviously everything else is set up, but now with all the new iTunes and Zoom, and Amazon, you can get downloads. And that it's slipped through the cracks, and so they sued Universal, Sony, or whatever to get the correct royalties and back royalties. I'm sure.
Man, if they win that, it could be millions of dollars.
And the interesting twist about it is. The three original members that still play and had to get up with Dickie Betts to collectively sue them.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
think
about that.
Which it was probably lawyers talking to lawyers.
Right.
But still, it's weird how they're back with Dickie on this suing, this instance.
Well, I mean, these bands deserve their dues, especially if, some company in New York or Japan or wherever is just raking in millions of dollars because these guys from Georgia and Florida or wherever, wrote some songs 30 years ago out of the blood, sweat, and tears playing in all the bars. That gets me that, these it's like they don't remember that the these bands were creative enough to come up with these anthems that our whole country
has. Yeah, really.
I mean, you know, when you think about Dreams and
Whipping Post
and those kind of songs, Statesboro Blues.
Yeah.
I mean, that is those songs are played in every movie and every bar and every cover band, you know, for the last 30 years.
I was watching My Name is Earl, is that show?
Yeah.
Whipping Post, come on, in the background. See? And that's the first time I ever watched that show.
And it's that a come sign, on,
Joe. And I was like, man. I mean, yeah, they're everywhere.
Yeah. You know that show Top Gear on BBC?
Yeah.
They open up to Jessica. I think it's Jessica.
Really?
Yeah. They open up to Jessica every... That's their theme music.
That's awesome.
So hopefully they're getting... That's one of the number one shows on the BBC, so hopefully they're getting paid for that.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's... Anyway, I hope that everything works out and they get their money. Because, you know, every time a band fights the man, the system, and wins, it sets a precedent for all the other bands.
Right, yeah.
So hopefully, and which that can go either way. If they lose,
it sets a bad precedent.
Yeah. But hopefully that will work out and I'll get my check and you can get yours.
Yeah, yeah, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I just got my royalty statement in about 2 months ago, and it said, "We're sorry, but not enough plays have been procured to warrant you a check." It did.
Did it really?
Yeah.
that's the first time that's happened, ain't it? They don't have a lot.
No, no. But what can I say? I haven't. That this is a band from 2002, so hey, whatever. But, all right, so Almondverse. You know, we got all kinds of news on our website, too, that we have been posting, and it's always a cool place to find out what's going on around here, plus the indie scene, the jam band world, kind of.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, to people who don't like that, that's what we like, and that's what we talk about and think about, so what can we say?
That's just the best there is.
Right. Let's play some local music now. This is a great song from Mr. Shane Mullins. You might have heard of him. Sugar Shane Mullins. He's my brother, obviously. But he came in and recorded this great song, and I think, if I remember correctly, I might have played on it, maybe not. He might have played everything. It's one of those deals. Shane's very multi-talented, so he's been known to just show up at 2 a.m. and then want to play, and next thing you know, there's a 6-minute song kicked out. So
it comes to him.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a song here. Right, this guy is local as local gets, right here in Pikeville. And it's Mr. Shane Mullins, this song called Rhino.
Ticks slowly. time waiting for you to show. Screams its warnings. Look at you, looking at me, and I'm waiting for you to show.
Was very Pink Floydish kind of thing.
Spaced out kind of Pink Floyd / Black Crowes kind of mixed
yeah,
in there.
I can kinda see that.
Spacey kind of.
That was Shane playing the drums, the bass, the guitars. I played a little
sounds
keyboard.
Sounds like you on the organ.
I played the
I
little the little keyboards. That's a very good tune. Shane's always writing some stuff. He was in the studio this week writing another song. He, you know, I'm beginning to doubt him, though. He says he's, you know, he really likes hard music and, you know, he's a big metal guy and all this. Not a metal guy, but you know what I mean. He
likes the harder.
Right, but when he goes to writing, when he goes to writing tunes, it turns into Pink Floyd. It's just spaced out, so I don't know. But this song he was writing this week was a pretty cool hard rocking tune. Let's go ahead and play another Pikeville local while we're at it. This is Jeremy Dempsey, who teaches at Pikeville College. Is that right?
The Pikeville campus of Big Sandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I guess you know him then, don't you?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. He played last year at Hillbilly Days. Really nice guy and did a great set.
Real good acoustic singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yeah, Ryan Adams, in that vein, doesn't sound like Ryan Adams, but you know.
Yep.
But I was really impressed. He called me out of the clear blue and wanted to play, and obviously we just don't let anyone who calls play. So I said, do you have a demo or anything? And he brought it down and dropped it off, was nice as can be, and I put it in, and I was pleasantly surprised.
His set at Hillbilly Days last year, I was really impressed.
I know, I need to get a hold of him, actually, just touch base with him and see about him doing a few other things. You know, we've got the 4th annual Christmas CD coming up, so I got to get some new people. Got to get some new people. We're working on it right now.
I bet he would jump on that.
Yeah, and that'd be a good one. That would be a good one. Unfortunately, we don't know the names of these songs. He gave me this demo, and there's no titles. But far as I can tell, I think he wrote all these, or at least the ones I listened to. And we're just going to play a track off here, a very cool acoustic song. This is Jeremy Dempsey, and we'll get the title later. That's a great song. Jeremy Dempsey right here from Pikeville.
I like that he's, you can tell a little bit of Southern slang in there.
Right.
A little bit. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's different. Yeah, yeah, different sound.
It's very professional sounding, but you can tell he's a homeboy.
Homeboy.
Or something. I have no idea what that means. I mean, he's from here. He might not even be from here, though. I don't
know. Well, he's from... I could be wrong, but I think he's from the region. I don't think he's from Kentucky.
He's a riddle wrapped in an enigma.
I could be wrong, and I'm sorry if I'm wrong. I really am.
Well, if you want to find out more about what we're what we do at the IndieCast, and about, we talked about the CountryCast and all that, you can go to btmediagroup.com. Check everything out. We've got all the shows there and news about the area. News about the scene that we are involved in. And if you want to email us, you can email us at tubefi radio. You can email us at tubefi, that's TUBEFI, at gmail.com.
Tubefi Radio Network.
Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking there. But, yeah, you send us a song would be great. We've had a couple of new songs in the last couple of weeks where we're getting cranked back up again. We'd love to have more. Anybody who wants to send us a song, we will. I guarantee you we'll listen to it, and it'll probably get played.
Oh, yeah. We'll play it.
Yeah, and if you just want to rant or rave, or you want to give us some news, this is something I'd really love to get going. If people and bands wanted to shoot us an email and say, hey, we're playing over here, or this is going on, or we got a new CD coming out, and we'll definitely put it on the website and talk about it on the show, won't we, Joe?
Yes. So what's a CD we can review? What can we do here?
So, I know. I got the one, but I can never remember to get it to you. The
Patterson Hood.
Yeah. And then I downloaded this live thing, but you can't really review that because you would have to trash it. Cause
I mean, got to be honest, no.
Yeah, we have to. Fair and unbiased.
You've got the Black Crowes just been released, but I'm slacking big time. I still don't have it. I mean, it's not like me at all.
I haven't bought it either.
Something's, I don't know.
And I want to because of that extra 10 songs,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, 20 songs for like $11.99.
Yeah, $11.99.
You can't beat that.
I mean, the one song we talked about on here was different and good.
Yeah.
But the other two or three I've heard, man, they're mellow and got some steel guitar twanging in there.
I was reading an article about them on jambase.com.
Yeah, I read a little bit of that.
Did you see where they were like a 20-year-old rock band turns country or plays country? Or,
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with steel guitar. I just,
right.
I mean, I'm wanting some rock and roll from Black Crowes.
I know you keep hoping for Remedy and Jealous. I mean, you keep hoping for some of those tunes, but you know, maybe they're only written once. I don't know.
I mean, even with their last CD, War Paint, they went a little bit different direction, and I still liked it though.
Yeah,
but I just need to buy it. And
yeah, I need to too. We really should try to do that this week.
Hey, we'll go into half on it.
No, Joe.
Okay.
But yeah, I need to buy that, or you need to buy it, or we both need to.
I will get it eventually. I just slacking.
But we'll try to come up with another review for the website for sure, because that's very cool. And I noticed the Steel Drivers just getting hit after hit.
I saw that. So. I just was thinking of a new bluegrass CD coming out. You might not be a big fan, but Patty Loves has a new bluegrass CD coming out.
Wow, that's hard for me to get my
head
around.
The first one was really good about
really?
6 years ago. Oh, yeah.
I don't really like a lot of... can I say this? Can I say that I don't like female bluegrass vocals?
You can say it.
I mean, I don't want to get anybody mad. What the?
Oh, they're already calling. You've made somebody mad.
Yeah.
It's Patty Loveless on the phone.
Man, you know she lives at Elkhorn.
She does, I know. I'm trying to think of some new bluegrass stuff. Newfound Road has a good new bluegrass CD out. You ever heard of them?
No, I have not.
We listened to them a little bit on the way back from Asheville back in the summer. Do you remember any of that?
I don't remember that trip at all. Are you talking about the bachelor party?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I don't
have
any recollection.
Anyways, that's a good new bluegrass CD that I need to buy.
Yeah.
Will you give me the BT Media Group card so I can
sure.
go?
Sure.
Okay.
That's what I need to do. I need to start buying, paying for it. Then you would go get them. You'd be reviewing them for days, wouldn't you?
Every day, a new one.
Hey, I got a new one today.
But, Bobby Fleet and his band with the beat.
Oh, Joe, I think we're still Brettless, by the way. He will be back eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, he says
if
so.
If there's any Brett fans out there.
Oh, if there are any
he'll
left.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Yeah, but I think we have done all the damage we can do for this episode. And pretty soon we're going to get up there. We're going to pass Bobby pretty soon. I figured out how to do it. I told her this week we're going to start cutting our shows in half and releasing them twice a week.
There you go. That's
a good, I mean, think
that's
about
a good
it.
Idea.
Yeah, 2 30-minute shows every week, and we'll just keep our numbers and we'll pass her. So.
You know, you're over the website. Maybe you can start changing the numbers on her.
Start going backwards. No, now that she's syndicated and we're not, I mean, that's even more competition we have to do. She's on a big network now.
What's going on?
Yeah, but anyway, I think we've closing this thing down, but we're going to go out with a bang. Oddly enough, we're worldwide, Joe, because the band that we're getting ready to play, Superfloor, yeah.
Superfloor
from the Netherlands.
Was it the Netherlands or...
Yeah, the Netherlands. Yeah, this band's from the Netherlands. They sent us some music to play. And you will not believe the blues and the rock and roll that they throw down in the Netherlands. This is a great band. And I think their website is superfloor.net. But just search for the band Superfloor. And they have a ton of songs you can download for free on their website, by the way. And
it's pure rock and roll,
yeah.
Just loud guitars.
Yeah, just like mid-70s obnoxious rock. I mean, it's just good obnoxious rock. But female vocals, she sounds just bluesy. They even cover some Zeppelin and stuff. So anyway, we're going to get out of here for this week and leave you guys just rocking and rolling with Superfloor. This is a song called Change Me. See you guys next week.